KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News just in. A child has been stabbed at a high school in the south of Durban. Medics are currently treating the wounded teen in Mirbank. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Initial reports are that a student has been stabbed multiple times and is in a critical condition. Advanced life support paramedics are working on scene to try and stabilize the child before he'll be rushed through to a nearby hospital.
KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has ordered an investigation into a police officer who was caught on camera assaulting a man. In the clip, which has been widely shared on social media, the cop can be seen slapping and shoving the man in Durban.
In a video which was taken at the Point area, and the officer can also be seen to be trying to calm down his colleague.
Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nichwenda says, based on the footage, the man doesn't appear to have posed a threat to the officer.
Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi said that police uniform does not give police officers any powers to disregard the law. General Mkhwanazi said that the act of assaulting another person is a criminal offence, and the police officer who was seen assaulting a civilian in the video should face the music. Police cannot allow a situation where the gains of hardworking police officers are reversed by unprofessional conduct of certain individuals within our ranks.
A non-profit says it isn't celebrating the country's latest job stats. Stats SA revealed yesterday that the unemployment rate dropped by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% between July and September. But the Assembly of the Unemployed says most of the new jobs listed on the labour force survey are forms of temporary employment. The organisation, Smashibandile Kuhlane, has added that these form part of the government's short-term programmes. He says priorities need to shift to create permanent and more sustainable jobs.
The issue we have with these temporary jobs, most of them they run from 4 months to 12-month contract. 2 months down the line, they are no more than their lives are back to where they were.
And the leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion says the past few days have renewed his long-felt and profound sense of shame at the historic failures of the Church of England. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby resigned yesterday of the institution's handling of the late prolific abuser John Smythe. A report suggested that Welby could and should have filed a complaint a decade ago. Investigators found that Smythe, a lawyer who organized evangelical summer camps, was responsible for the abuse of more than 100 boys and young men. Bishop Joanna Grenfell, who's the safeguarding lead at the Church of England, has acknowledged the need for change.
The problem of abuse in the church is a whole church problem, and therefore it has to be a whole church response. It's about culture, it's about leadership, it's about theology. So yes, abuse matters, but the whole context is what needs to change.
Expect a high of 24 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Carlos Alcaraz aiming to bounce back from his opening defeat at the ATP Finals tennis today. We'll also take a look at the Springbok squad ahead of that massive match against England at Twickenham. And former referee Mike Dean says David Coote's career could be saved, but what he decides to do.